Lawmakers in Suffolk County, New York, are considering a law that would prohibit businesses doing work for the county from hiring illegal immigrants. More than half of the county's 10,000 contracts would be affected. At a hearing yesterday, it was clear the proposed bill has divided the community. From member station WNYC, Cindy Rodriguez reports.
Suffolk County sits at the eastern end of Long Island and has everything from wineries to working-class suburbs. Some of the country's richest also vacation there in the Hamptons. It's not the first time Suffolk has tried to give its local government the power to enforce immigration laws. Previously, it had a plan to give police officers the authority to arrest illegal immigrants. That never came to be. At yesterday's hearing, Deputy County Executive Paul Sabatino said the proposed law is making a statement.
To try to lead by example by showing here in Suffolk County to the federal government that ultimately we need a national solution, but, you know, somebody's got to prod the federal government into doing that.
The county executive's office said it proposed the bill after contractors complained of competitors who were allegedly hiring illegal immigrants and underbidding them. Most who came to speak opposed the legislation, though at a previous hearing, just the opposite was true. Meredith DePiro testified against the bill and said the problem could be solved by enforcing state wage and hour laws. The woman of Irish descent called the legislation unnecessary.
I don't know when your families came over to this country, but the chances are somebody gave them a hard time when they came. I'm passing on my family's advice, which is, it wasn't fair then, it's not fair now, don't pass it on.
Others who opposed the legislation said it would cause discrimination in a community where tensions between longtime residents and new immigrants have existed for several years. Cesar Malaga, president of the Hispanic American Association, said all Latinos in the community get lumped together, whether they are illegal or not. He recounted his experience at a local school board meeting and said as a citizen, he deserved better.
The president of the school board told me in a loud voice, "How dare you ask about the school expenses?" You know, all of us Latinos are suffering under these conditions.
Those who support the bill say their desire to crack down on illegal immigrants has nothing to do with race. Instead, they complained of overcrowded homes and street corners packed with day laborers. Edward Wolf said he's a retired union carpenter.
It is not racist to protect the United States from an alien invasion. The whole world would love to come here, but we would be overwhelmed.
Most of the debate didn't focus on the specifics of the bill, and no contractors or workers who could potentially be affected by it testified. Outside the hearing, though, 45-year-old Tom Waddell described himself as a residential subcontractor. He said his business began dropping about 5 years ago.
I started losing my contractors. I didn't know why they stopped calling me. And then I started to go out to a place in Southampton where a lot of the illegals congregate, and I started noticing the contractors that used to hire me started picking up the illegals.
Waddell said all he wants is an even playing field. Even though the proposed bill would not affect him, he called it a step in the right direction. Now that the public hearings are over, the bill must be voted out of a committee. The entire 18-member county legislature must then approve it. It has broad support, although that began to wane as some complained it lacked funding for enforcement. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.